Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Yeah, we both say it. Feeling pretty good this afternoon.
Yeah.
Had a great weekend. Thank you so much for having us on today. Doesn't seem like we need to waste any more time. Let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, there's construction around the area you really need to be aware of and how to make alternative plans when maneuvering some of these streets. Here we go. FDOT reporting later this afternoon, just passing this on to us. Drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along Creighton. This is north to Olive and Gregory from North Palafox to East 14th. Here comes the new information resurfacing work from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to the 10 freeway eastbound is closed this afternoon. Northbound drivers are being detoured to make the U-turn at Broad Street onto Highway 29 southbound to access the 10 freeway eastbound at a new temporary on-ramp for Highway 29 southbound drivers accessing the 10 freeway eastbound. It's now open. So those are some of the things that you need to be aware of. Okay, voters in Century will head to the polls tomorrow in a special primary election. Three candidates going to appear on the ballot for the Century Town Council seat number 4. Candidates are John Bass, Catherine Fleming, Elizabeth Harrison. Polls will be open on Election Day, which is tomorrow, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., at the Billy G. Ward Century Courthouse, 7500 North Century Boulevard in Century. Be sure and do take part of that. I know a lot of people were disappointed when they couldn't participate in Representative Michelle Saltzman's food distribution that was scheduled on Saturday. Okay, I'm going to make you feel better here. The event will still happen, but coming up on April 12th, it's a Saturday, April 12th, 2 o'clock, Jubilee Church. You will have the food distribution taking place. That is the new date for the District 1 food distribution event.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
U.S. Congressman Maxwell Frost joining the Florida House Democratic Caucus to discuss proposed cuts to Medicaid. Frost says Florida is one of 10 states refusing to implement Medicaid expansion to draw down federal money to pay for low-income residents who can't afford health care. Most of Florida's elderly don't have the means to pay for their care, with the average annual cost of a nursing home bed ranging from $105,000 to almost $117,000 a year.
It's out of control. That's all I can say. Florida senators have introduced a legislation seeking to relocate the headquarters of NASA from Washington, D.C. to Brevard County, Florida. The Canaveral Act is sponsored by Senators Rick Scott, Ashley Moody, who says the move would increase efficiency, reduce cost, and strengthen collaboration between NASA and private aerospace firms. The bill mandates that the relocation be completed within 1 year of its enactment, directing NASA to transfer its central administrative functions to a new facility in Brevard County.
And speaking of that dynamic duo of Scott and Moody, they reintroduced a Maintaining Cooperative Permitting Act to affirm Florida's authority to issue Section 404 permits under the Clean Water Act and provide regulatory certainty. The bill allows states to implement their own stringent permitting standards. In 2020, Florida assumed these Clean Water Act authorities, restoring decision-making power to Floridians, a designation that Senator Scott requested back during his governorship.
Time to take a stroll down to the Cape this afternoon. Two astronauts who stayed aboard the International Space Station for 8 to 9 months, longer than expected, that's for sure, due to problems with their spacecraft, will be on their way back home in just mere minutes. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore have been aboard the International Space Station since last summer. Their original 8-day test flight of Boeing's Starliner turned into a 9-month-long stay after the spacecraft had enough tech issues that NASA couldn't assure their safety on a return trip. But today they board a SpaceX Dragon capsule for a flight home. That capsule will undock from the station after midnight Eastern and is expected to make a splashdown in either the Atlantic Ocean or in the Gulf of America off Florida's coast by about 7:45 Tuesday night. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the 5s.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Not too much going on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon. We do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but they are very minor at this time. Also had a lot of backups last hour on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but those have just about completely cleared out. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 58.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, and before we get into the national stuff, if you're thinking about maybe doing some swimming this afternoon, yellow flags are flying along the coastline. Stocks seem to be avoiding correction territory based off retail sales. Jerry Willis has those numbers.
Stocks rebound after a rough week as investors weigh new economic data. After falling 2.3% last week, the Dow higher by 353 points, the S&P up 36, the NASDAQ rising 54. Investors eyeing the Federal Reserve's rate decision due Wednesday, though most see the Fed leaving rates unchanged, expectations are rising that weak economic data will keep the Fed on track to cut interest rates later this year. That optimism about rates was stoked today by weak economic data. Retail sales rose less than expected in February, while New York area manufacturing activity plummeted to a 14-month low. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And Brown University advising its international students and staffers to reconsider foreign travel plans. This after an assistant professor at its medical school was deported over the weekend. It's part of the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration and the latest to impact an elite university. A Brown executive wrote in a campus-wide email warning international members of its campus, including U.S. visa holders and permanent residents, to consider postponing personal travel outside of the country.
President Trump dismantling public funding for a government-funded media outlet. We'll find out more here. Here's Ryan Schmelz.
Seven government offices, including the parent company of Voice of America, are being dismantled per a new executive order signed by President Trump. VOA produces digital, TV, and radio news in over 40 languages that are distributed to affiliate stations around the world. The Trump administration accusing VOA of media bias and pushing, quote, divisive propaganda for years now. Meanwhile, a Voice of America reporter sharing a picture of President Ronald Reagan giving his weekly address in the 1980s at a Voice of America studio. She says many Ukrainians living in Russian-occupied territory are getting information through VOA. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
518 News Radio 92.3. And just a part of that story, just to give you a caveat on that, Kenneth R. Giddens, if you know those call letters, WKRG, Channel 5, that stands for Kenneth R. Giddens. Kenneth R.'s daughter actually founded Voice of America in Washington. And it's sad to see that kind of slip it away.
Absolutely. 518 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on your national headlines here. Also, giving away a pair of tickets to Jordan Peterson speaking at the Bay Center. Those tickets will be given away in just about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. What you can do to earn them coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, along with the Almond Brothers. You can almost get by with saying there's the Almond Joys. You could if you're in Pensacola. Two astronauts feeling pretty darn good about themselves about now. They're finally getting ready to come home after an unplanned, 8-9 months odyssey out in space. Jonathan Searay at the Kennedy Space Center this afternoon has more.
NASA and SpaceX have pushed the return of astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams a day early to take advantage of favorable conditions predicted at splashdown sites off the coast of Florida Tuesday evening. On Sunday, Williams greeted four new crew members who arrived at the International Space Station to take over research and maintenance for approximately 6 months.
It was a wonderful day. Great to see our friends arrive.
Butch and Sonny have been working on the space station since June when their Boeing Starliner spacecraft developed thruster problems. NASA reassigned them to the Crew 9 mission, which arrived in September. Undocking scheduled to take place just after 1 a.m. Eastern Tuesday and splashdown just before 6 that evening. At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Searay, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Some minor backups maybe on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny Tuesday, high of 71, low of 58.
526. Slipping by here. News Radio 92.3. And also, what else is slipping by? Time for your taxes. Tax time, April 15th. It's a Tuesday this year. Here's a bit of help from Fox for you.
If you have high medical expenses, you may be eligible for a deduction. But there's a catch. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times bestselling author. Join me every Monday on my podcast as I speak with silent but noteworthy heroes. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and leave a rating and a review.
You can deduct medical expenses, but the amount must be high enough, and you're only eligible if taking an itemized deduction. For 2024, any expenses paid out of pocket for you, dependents, or a spouse are deductible when exceeding 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. Only for expenses not reimbursed through insurance. Cosmetic procedures also do not count toward the percentage, though some preventive care costs like dental and chiropractor visits are eligible. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, and President Trump says the files related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy will be released tomorrow. Speaking while touring the Kennedy Center, Trump said around 80,000 pages will be released. The president said a lot of Americans have been asking for this for a long time. And, of course, Kennedy was assassinated back in Dallas in 1963.
Yes, he was. 527 News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration deporting accused gang members by invoking the Alien Enemies Act from 1798. Despite a court order stopping the flights, Peter Ducey has more at the White House.
They continued in spite of the judge's ruling. Caroline Levitt says the administration did not refuse to comply with a court order. The order, which had no lawful basis, was issued after terrorist TDA aliens had already been removed from U.S. territory. The written order and the administration's actions do not conflict. She went on to say, a single judge in a single city cannot direct the movements of an aircraft carrying foreign alien terrorists who were physically expelled from the U.S. soil. We don't know if it'll come up when President Trump pops up at his event of the day, which is a board meeting at the Kennedy Center, which he now runs.
All righty, the time has come. Giving away a pair of tickets to Jordan B. Peterson speaking at the Bay Center. It's called An Evening to Transform Your Life. He's on tour. Dr. Jordan Peterson at Pensacola Bay Center Wednesday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. All you got to do to win these tickets is be the first to text in to 850-437-1620. I'll say Bay Center. If you are the first person to text in to 850-437-1620, the words Bay Center, you will win this pair of tickets here.
Okay, the inaugural... I like this. Family Promise Bed Race to end childhood homelessness. Coming Saturday, not this Saturday. Don't get yourself all riled up here. It's next Saturday, the 29th, from 10 to 2 at Fountain Park in Seville Square. Proceeds will benefit Family Promise of Escambia County, which helps the homeless and needy in the community. Four-person teams will participate in the race. You want some more information? Let me give it to you. Here's the address. FPESC.org. Take care of business today.
All righty, and at least 42 people dead after severe weather devastated parts of the South and Midwest over the weekend. Many states woke up this morning to damage left behind by wildfires, rain, tornadoes, and dust storms. Reports say the majority of deaths occurred in Missouri, where at least 12 were killed. The National Weather Service says at least 34 of the storms seen on Saturday were tornadoes, with states like Illinois, Indiana, Arkansas, Alabama, and Louisiana all being impacted.
So you only thought like it was Columbia and those schools of NYU or, you know, Pepperdine, things like that. Those schools were the only problem schools that we had out there on the horizon. Well, now the Department of Education is launching an investigation into more than, get this, you can count them, 50 colleges and universities over what it calls racial preferences in academics or scholarships. Linda Hu has more on the story.
We are seeing colleges and universities really across the academic spectrum being targeted in this latest round of investigation. We're seeing Ivy League schools like Cornell and Yale being named, also some private schools, NYU and Duke, and big public institutions, Arizona State and University of Kansas, for example. The Department of Education says that these schools possibly violated Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 when partnering with an organization that is called the PhD Project. It's a nonprofit that helps doctoral students studying business, but is also accused of limiting eligibility based on race.
And an appeals court denying President Trump's attempt to refire federal workers who were reinstated. A judge had ordered the White House to reinstate fired probationary employees at six federal agencies, and this decision will support that ruling, despite the Trump administration's request to freeze it.
Don't forget Cinemas in the Sand, free movie nights at the Gulfside Pavilion stage, back at the Casino Beach stage. Coming up on Friday, April the 11th. You ready for this one? The Parent Trap. This is a great one.
Patty really? Dukes.
Yeah, don't forget to bring along the beach chair and cooler, but don't forget, leave the pets and glass at home.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The economy bracing for the president's so-called reciprocal tariffs on April 2nd. The Council of Economic Advisors chair, Stephen Miron, tells Fox Business President Trump wants to level the playing field for American business.
The president has been very clear that he wants to put trade on fair and reciprocal ground to improve the playing field for American workers vis-a-vis other countries.
Critics worried tariffs would increase the cost of goods and worsen inflation. The president claims tariffs encourage international business to move manufacturing back to the United States. The White House says President Trump's actions are decelerating inflation. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt explaining how President Trump's economic agenda will impact the American people.
Wall Street and Main Street should both be assured by what President Trump did in his first term. It's the exact same formula. In fact, I would argue it's even better this time around.
Some economists criticizing the president's policies, citing a potential to slow economic growth and drive inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Ken Robison with Your Money Now. Forever 21 is filing for bankruptcy protection once again, blaming fast fashion companies like Shein and Temu for its demise. The retailer's operating company is expected to stop operations in the U.S., and they have begun liquidating its more than 350 locations. Officials close to the matter are saying Forever 21 was materially and negatively impacted by those companies' use of de minimis exemption, which undercut its business. Trader Joe's is recalling more than 61,000 bottles of Jenner sparkling water that was sold across 12 states due to a potential safety risk. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the glass bottles could crack, and that poses a laceration hazard. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 350, the S&P grew by 36, and the NASDAQ gained 54 points. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
This is Zach Gelb, but the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. The quest for the SoFi Cup begins tonight as we have one semifinal matchup between the Los Angeles Golf Club and the New York Golf Club. The New York Golf Club is the fourth seed, featuring Xander Schauffele, Ricky Fowler, and Cameron Young. The Los Angeles Golf Club is the number one seed, featuring Colin Morikawa, Tommy Fleetwood, and Sahith Theegala. And you can watch tonight's semifinal matchup at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. I'm Zach Gelb.
Whoa.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
It's time for basketball, and Uber Eats is dropping deals on game day favorites to keep you locked in on the action. Like when you're craving a buzzer beater, but also buffalo wings. Or when an upset makes you want to ugly cry into a pizza. And right now, Uber Eats has game day deals from McDonald's, Popeyes, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, and hundreds more local favorites. So you can keep your eyes on the ball and your hands on a hamburger. Order now, only on Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
So, your small business is outgrowing your garage. You could go online, find a space, and get catfished. Or you could work with an agent who's a realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Join Dawn and Dr. Fleming tomorrow at 10 for the Ochsner Navant Healthcare 65 Plus Pensacola Expert Panel, where you'll find out why you should choose Ochsner Navant Healthcare as your primary care provider, and also their grand opening of their second Pensacola location in Bellevue on Mobile Highway next to Publix. Call or text in your questions to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I know that I need to change my ways of living.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
537 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. We were talking about things being rescheduled. For instance, Michelle Saltzman's giveaway that did not take place on Saturday. She's rescheduled that, the food giveaway, for April 12th at 2 o'clock. Here's something else I wanted you to be aware of. Escambia residents can get a behind-the-scenes look at emergency operations over the EOC, which came into play this weekend, both in Santa Rosa County and Escambia County. They're going to open up the house on Saturday, the 14th of April. Escambia EMS is holding an open house noon to 4 at the Escambia Public Service Safety Building on North W Street. That's where that's the epicenter of all the information being distributed about bad weather and information that keeps you safe. So a couple of things to pass along there.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Here's something interesting. You ready for this one?
Yep.
America is getting their brackets. Are you getting your brackets ready?
I already started to fill one out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I love this stuff.
All right. Well, of course, March Madness begins tomorrow with the very first four. Jared Max has a deep dive into your Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
March Madness. The brackets are out. Good morning. I'm Jared Max. First round games in the men's NCAA basketball brackets are Thursday. The round of the first four tomorrow. In Dayton, Ohio, Alabama State will play St. Francis of PA for their right to become the 16th seed of the South region. Then North Carolina will take on San Diego State to become the 11th seed in the South. Auburn, the number one overall seed in the brackets, Duke, Houston, and Florida, other top seeds. The women's NCAA brackets, for the first time, UCLA, the number one overall seed, South Carolina, USC, and Texas are also number ones. Major League Baseball season opens tomorrow in Tokyo, where the World Series champion Dodgers will take on the Cubs. The Dodgers will play without Mookie Betts, who manager Dave Roberts said has lost nearly 15 pounds from a recent illness and will not play in the two-game series in Japan. For the first time since February 4th, the Cleveland Cavaliers lost a game Sunday. Team record 16-game win streak snapped by the Magic, 108-103. Golf, $4.5 million not awarded Sunday to the winner of the Players' Championship. The tournament did not reach its conclusion. It will today. Rory McIlroy and J.J. Spawn finished tied atop the leaderboard at 12 under par. McIlroy and Spawn will play a three-hole aggregate playoff this morning at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. It starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. First playoff finish in 10 years at the Players' Championship. Tennis, BNP Paribas at Indian Wells. 17-year-old Mira Andreeva became the youngest winner at the tournament since Serena Williams in 1999. Andreeva defeated world number one ranked Aryna Sabalenka, 2-6, 6-4, 6-3. 23-year-old Brit Jack Draper will move into the top 10 world rankings after he won the men's title at Indian Wells. Draper beat Holger Rune in straight sets and will move up from 14th to 7th in the world. Soccer, Lionel Messi scored a goal for Inter Miami, which beat Atlanta United FC 2-1. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Okay, as that was fed down to us a little bit earlier today, we do know now that Irish golfer Rory McIlroy won the Players' Championship just in time for St. Paddy's Day.
It was another happy St. Patrick's Day for golfer Rory McIlroy from Northern Ireland.
McIlroy's got another player's title.
On Golf Channel, Monday morning, world number two ranked golfer Rory McIlroy joined Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and current world number one Scottie Scheffler as the only golfers to win not only multiple major tournaments, but also multiple players' championships, which McIlroy claimed Monday in a three-hole aggregate playoff against American J.J. Spawn.
Making the Irish happy.
And I think this is the third time I've won on St. Patrick's Day, so it's been a good luck charm for me.
The luck of the Irish.
Rory McIlroy with Golf Channel. His players' championship win good for $4.5 million. J.J. Spawn won over $2.7 million for second place. Jared Max, Fox News.
Circling back to the basketball scene here, on an unfortunate note, because this is just something that never seems to end well for any sports entity, West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey is threatening legal action against the NCAA. In a news conference earlier today, he criticized what he called West Virginia University snub from the March Madness tournament. He said that he asked his attorney general to investigate whether any backroom deals, corruption, bribes, or any nefarious activity occurred during the selection process. For context, West Virginia Mountaineers didn't make the bracket that was announced yesterday, a decision that's been met with outrage from fans. The March Madness men's tournament kicks off this Tuesday with the first four.
Okay, yeah, you may love the March Madness, but your boss may say otherwise. Jill Nato explains.
Bureau of Labor data says the average worker watching March Madness costs the U.S. economy about $1,800 in lost productivity. Multiply that by millions of college basketball fans, and you're talking about some $20 billion. Action Network, a sports media brand focused on betting, says they surveyed 3,000 basketball fans and found 40% of them admitted to calling in sick to watch a March Madness game. And fans spend 2.4 hours per day on average doing miscellaneous activities related to the big event, like checking scores and brackets. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a South Florida native returning to the state to play for the Miami Dolphins. ESPN reports that the Dolphins signed a one-year contract with cornerback Artie Burns. The 29-year-old played the last three seasons with the Seahawks. Burns played college football at Miami before being drafted in the first round of the 2016 NFL draft by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
544 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, let's kind of reel it back home here a little bit. It is spring break. It means it's time for the 30th annual Harvesters Credit Union Aggie Baseball Classic with teams from three states facing off against Pensacola. We got Tate, Washington, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Catholic, all taking part in the tournament, as will W.S. Neal from East Bruton. The remainder of the teams are from across Florida and Oklahoma. Here's your schedule. One game. Let me go ahead and give you the schedules and let you in on the times here. Tate High School in action right now, 4 o'clock. They started Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Then they'll play. Tate will play again at 7 against Charles Page, Oklahoma. Washington's in action tonight. They started their game at 4, First Academy versus Washington, Oklahoma. 7 o'clock, it's Washington versus Bixby, Oklahoma. Gulf Breeze in action over on the Breezeway. Gulf Breeze taking on Blanchard, Oklahoma. A game underway at 4. At 7, Gulf Breeze will play UConn, Oklahoma. And then Catholic High School in action tonight. They didn't have a 4 o'clock game, but they do have a 7, Pensacola Catholic versus Noble, Oklahoma. Last year, by the way, Pace claimed the Aggie Classic title with a win over host Tate. And that was quite a game.
Absolutely, it was.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, had an accident report on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, coming from Pace Boulevard. Got some backups in that area, but it's not too severe at this time. We'll keep an eye on it, though. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 70 degrees right now, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 71 and a low of 58.
Here's today's health news.
Oh, good timing. I'm going to tell you, federal health officials say the state of Maine violated Title IX guidelines by allowing biological males to play in women's sports. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights said Maine's Education Department, Principals Association, and a high school violated the 1972 Title IX provision by allowing athletes who were male at birth to compete in women's sports. In February, President Trump signed an executive order to keep men out of women's sports, threatening to rescind funding where it happens. So far, none of the entities cited in Maine offered a reaction. The state has 10 days to respond before the matter is referred to the U.S. Justice Department. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And keeping teeth healthy doesn't require fancy gadgets, just the basics. That includes brushing your teeth twice a day and flossing. The Health Policy Institute says it's also important to get regular dental checkups and cleanings. Twice a year is what's recommended. The American Dental Association says fluoride matters because it has the power to fight cavities and tooth decay, and they recommend fluoride toothpaste and using a toothbrush with soft rather than hard bristles to avoid scraping off tooth enamel or damaging your gums.
Another chapter in the saga of the theft of the Wizard of Oz, Ruby Slippers, comes to a close.
Dismissed the charge against 77-year-old Jerry Slitterman after prosecutors informed the court that he passed away on Sunday. Slitterman was expected to change to a guilty plea in January for his role in hiding the stolen movie prop and witness tampering. But that hearing was postponed indefinitely after he was hospitalized with a number of health issues, including sepsis. The famous footwear, one of only three remaining pairs, was stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids by Terry John Martin, who pled guilty in 2023 to using a hammer to smash the display case to steal them. They were missing for almost 13 years before being recovered by the FBI in 2018. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
My question about that is, what in the world are you going to do with them? Well, you can't show them. Hey, look, here's the stolen red slippers.
Right. You, if you put them like on a market somewhere, they may get like noticed by somebody.
Hopefully.
I don't know. And a Houston midwife is under arrest for allegedly performing abortions. It's the first time that criminal charges have been brought under the state's near-total ban on the procedure. Maria Rojas, also charged with practicing medicine without a license. The Texas Attorney General's office alleges that she called herself Dr. Maria and ran a number of clinics in Spanish-speaking low-income neighborhoods. If found guilty, she faces up to 2 decades in prison.
Okay, you're doing a wonderful and masterful job, but kind of pinpointing the local weather situation here.
I try.
One storm system exits, another enters, and let's take a broader look and kind of wind it out a little bit. Here's Janice Dean.
The storm system that brought hundreds of reports of severe weather, including dozens of tornadoes over the weekend, is now exiting the East Coast. We will have leftover rain and breezy conditions across the Northeast, but that should taper off later today. Next storm system is moving over the West, bringing heavy snow to the mountains. Some of this energy is going to create a snowstorm for the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes midweek. Temperatures are 15 to 25 degrees above average over the central U.S., and fire danger is critical across a widespread section of the high plains for much of the work week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And with the measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico and isolated cases in 13 other states topping 300 in total, there's a warning from pediatricians. If your child contracts measles, they could develop a degenerative neurological condition 7 to 10 years later for which there's no cure. It's called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, or SSPE. Pediatricians say it's almost always fatal, and the CDC says the best protection is the measles vaccine.
Okay, a couple of days ago, we got a good look at the moon and the eclipse there. Get ready. We now have the partial solar eclipse to look forward to in 12 days. March 29th is your date. Go ahead, circle that on the calendar. For those just wanting to celebrate another total lunar eclipse in North America, well, that will occur March 3rd. 2026.
All righty. Good to know.
Yes, it is.
5:50. We'll take one last quick break when we return. Got some business news and some pop culture stuff if there's time. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
They're simple, boring, never thought of until they're needed. They're windshield wipers. Only when Mary Anderson became annoyed that New York trolley drivers were stopping to wipe their windshield by hand did anybody do something about it. By attaching a spring-loaded arm to a rubber blade, one woman made travel easier and safer. Look to innovate and pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
5:53, News Radio 92.3. It's Monday afternoon and loving every minute of it. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is saying what he intends to happen to an ex-Columbia University student with pro-Palestinian views. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Secretary Rubio said the plan is to replicate the action against Mahmoud Khalil whenever necessary.
Every day now we're approving visa revocations, and if that visa led to a green card, the green card process as well.
As a court battle over what many see as a free speech case ensues, Secretary Rubio said on CBS Face the Nation, it won't stop with pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses.
We want to get rid of Trinidad Agua gang members. They're terrorists, too. The president designated them, asked me to designate, and I did, as a terrorist organization.
The president authorized the Wartime Alien Enemies Act of 1798 for this, but a federal judge blocked that act's usage. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And wholesale egg prices coming down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reporting that the national average wholesale price of a dozen eggs dropped $2.70 last week, landing at $4.15. That marks 3 weeks of declining prices, according to the USDA. So there's something to look forward to, finally.
All right, moviegoers went for a shot of Novocaine over the weekend, but there weren't many of them. Kathleen Mahoney has more.
Fox on film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Jack Quaid's action comedy Novocaine topped a painfully slow weekend at the box office with $8.7 million.
So, what's your deal?
My deal? I'm just a regular guy with a regular job, but I've got this condition where I don't feel pain.
Last weekend's champion, Mickey 17, slid to second place with $7.6 million. A 60% decline from opening weekend.
Hi, Mickey. Are you experiencing any vertigo?
I guess I am feeling a little dizzy.
Black Bag, an R-rated spy drama, opened at number 3 with $7.5 million. This weekend was among the year's lowest grossing to date, with $45 million across all films. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And weather together on the Fives.
One last quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Roads are looking pretty clear. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon. Not too much going on. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees. It's going to be a low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, beautiful Tuesday, high of 71, low of 58.
And we do know this. A lot of Canadians come to Florida each year. New DHS rules starting next month could make it a little more difficult for those travelers to hang around longer. All foreign nationals 14 years of age and older and who stay in the U.S. for more than 30 days, not previously registered, will have to do so now with the federal government. Failure or refusal to register or be fingerprinted is punishable by fine of up to $5,000 or 6 months in jail.
And consumer sentiment down sharply in March on growing inflation worries. That's according to the University of Michigan's mid-month reading released Friday that showed an 11% drop from February due to a high level of uncertainty over economic policy. Survey officials say the drop to a 29-month low was spread across all age and income groups.
Okay, veterans, are you in need of free benefits? They are available to you. You just got to know where to find them. Let me help you out a little bit. The Escambia County Veterans Services Office providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. There's no charge here. No appointment is required. Here's the number, 850-595-2409. That's 2409. Visit VSO at myescambia.com. Or if you want to do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex is your address.
And it may not be a literal pot of gold, but this St. Patrick's Day Powerball drawing is worth a fortune, $398 million to be exact. That means a lucky winner or winners choosing the cash option would walk away with just shy of $186 million. Of course, it isn't easy to strike it rich. Odds of winning the grand prize are roughly 1 in 292 million.
Yeah, also, if you're not lucky tonight, don't worry, tomorrow night it's going to roll over with Mega Millions. Mega Millions has $301,139.5 million cash option. Once again, that's the money heading out the door. Both of these drawings take place 10 o'clock Pensacola time. Play wisely and good luck to you.
And tax season, of course, we've been talking about it. It's in full swing. And the Better Business Bureau warning the public to beware of scammers. The latest scam involves a text claiming to be from the IRS that advises the recipient that they qualify for a $1,400 check as part of the economic impact payment rebate. It also contains a link, but don't click on it. The BBB says it leads to a fake but convincing IRS website designed to steal personal and financial information, often used for identity theft or fraud.
Okay, you know, we always get these ratings. We're the best at this or the best at that or whatever. Here comes another one for you to digest, absolutely. Five locations along the Alabama, Florida, Mississippi coastlines have been recognized in Southern Living magazine. as one of the best southern beach towns in 2025. Here are a few top rankings. Pensacola wasn't around here, by the way. Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, Alabama, number 2. Fairhope, Alabama, number 9. Ocean Springs, Mississippi, number 17. Perdido Key, Florida, number 24. And Navarre Beach at number 26.
And a new sportsplex is in the works for Bellevue. Developers want to provide facilities for baseball, basketball, and softball. The plan includes 2 15,000-square-foot buildings on a 2.4-acre site off Mobile Highway, complete with batting cages, basketball courts, office space, and accessible restrooms. The proposal was filed recently, but it is yet to be reviewed by the county's Development Review Committee.
Okay, I want to run this thing down about the return of the Crew 9 astronauts, Sonny Williams, Butch Wilmore. Tonight, 9:45. SpaceX, the Dragon spacecraft hatch closure preparations takes place. Hatch closing is scheduled at 10:15, 11:45, undocking coverage, 12:05. This is early Tuesday morning. Undocking after this is achieved, NASA will switch to auto-only coverage. That happens at 3:45. Return coverage at 4:11 Tuesday. The deorbit burn at 4:57, and then splashdown happening at 6:30 Tuesday morning. Andrew McKay will be all over that one on News Radio 92.3. Join him tomorrow morning starting at 5.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.